Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. We are starting a new series today, and I want to talk to you about something that it's an important command that Jesus gave us. And I think every command that Jesus gives us is an important one to stop and reflect on. Everything that he's given us, that he's commanded us, is something that we should build our lives around and seek deeper understanding. But one of these commandments is very direct for us as Christians, and we can find it in Mark 16. It's something that's straightforward, but sometimes I think as Christians we can overlook it. It's a clear command, but sometimes we forget to fulfill this one or understand the weight or magnitude of what Jesus is telling us. So I want to read it for you, and then we'll launch into this series. Mark 16, 15. And he told them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." He told them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." So our new series is just that. Go into all the world. Say that with me real loud. Go into all the world. Say it one more time. Make sure you got it. Go into all the world. So it is a clear command, but it's oftentimes overlooked in our walk. I find that with some commands that Christ gave, we want to pass those on to somebody else. Anybody ever been there? I know I've been there where there's something that you're grappling with, and it's in the Word, but maybe that's for someone else. Maybe that word is better suited for someone else's skill set, and you seemingly excuse yourself from the responsibility of a particular command. Again, I put myself in that group. There's been things that I've grappled with, some things that I said, well, maybe that's for somebody else in the body. Maybe that particular assignment could fall to somebody else that could do that a little easier. When Jesus said, "Go into all the world," he was talking to all of us. He wasn't talking to people with titles. He wasn't talking to the Jews only. He was talking to all that believed. Somebody say, all that believe. He said, "Go into all the world." So we have to be careful when we excuse ourselves from something that Jesus has asked us to do. We can't excuse ourselves from a command. And Jesus commands us to go into all the world and tell everybody the good news. This is something that we all share in common, a common responsibility, a common command. So what is this good news? We see in John 3:16, John so eloquently puts it together. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, that's one of the best concise explanations of the good news. At least one of my favorite explanations of what the good news is. And the good news is the story of Jesus coming to earth to die on the cross, fixing a problem that we ourselves could not fix. The story of Christ is a story of extravagant love, a love so great it caused God to come to earth and die for the sins of mankind. The story of Christ is good news. It's good news for everybody. It's good news for us in the room. It's good news for people that have not come to faith. Why? Because they have the opportunity to receive this good news. And it's important that every Christian understand the good news. Not just once, when you accept it, but to really, truly, to study it, to dive into it, to let it become a part of you. Some people can rattle off statistics about sports, and some people can rattle off movie quotes or details about TV shows. But shouldn't every Christian be able to rattle off a comprehensive picture of the story of Jesus Christ and His redemptive power? That's a thought, isn't it? If we can rattle off movie quotes, if we can rattle off TV scenes, if we can rattle off lyrics to music, should we not be able to rattle off in a comprehensive way the story of Jesus? If there's anything that we can learn in this lifetime, if there's anything that we could dedicate our mind to, should it not be the saving power that is contained in the story of Jesus Christ? Let me tell you what Paul said in Philippians 3:8. He said, yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For His sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ. I want you to think about that for a second. Think about that. I count everything else that I learned before as garbage in comparison to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have to get to the place that we count everything else that we've learned before as garbage in comparison to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's something so sacred, there's something so special, so valuable about the redemptive story of Jesus Christ. If you know any movie front to back, if you know any story front to back, it should be the story of Jesus Christ. Every Christian should know it. You cannot begin to share something until you first know it. I can't share with you something with confidence, something that I don't truly know well enough. The first thing is to just become enthralled with the story of Jesus. Get wrapped up in it. The first thing about going into all the world is becoming so well acquainted with the faith that is yours and is mine. The first thing is digest this story that you've chosen to embrace and digest it to the point that it becomes part of you. How well do you know the story of Jesus? How well do you understand what He did for you and me? I believe that's the top priority for any Christian. We have to know the story of Jesus. We have to internalize the good news. We have decided to follow Jesus and not turn back. We need to know the story. Too many Christians know TV shows better then they know the redemptive story of Jesus Christ. Too many Christians know a movie franchise more than they know the story arc of redemption throughout history. Far too many of us have spent too much time on an inferior story and not spent enough time on the greatest story ever told. Look, I don't want you to get me wrong. I like movies. That's one of the ways that I wind down. But as a Christian, if we don't make Jesus the main story, the primary story of our life, we're missing it. We're missing out. We're missing the point of following Jesus. We won't really be able to follow Him well if we don't know the story well. What is the story? The story is the good news. The good news is the story. And there is a chain reaction to when you really get the good news inside of you. There's a chain reaction when you meditate on the story of Jesus, the power of the cross, and what redemption really means to mankind. The more you meditate on it, there's a chain reaction. Do you know what the chain reaction is? The chain reaction of really diving into the story of Jesus is you start wanting to share the story. The more I internalize it, the more I get excited about it, the more I want to talk about it. The more I learn about it, the more I meditate on it, the more I study it, the more that I review it. Guys, I get excited about it. I want to have a conversation about it. It's going to seep out somewhere because to the level that you internalize it is the level that it's going to come back. You start wanting to tell the story. You start wanting to have conversations about Jesus and the power that resides in the story. I think what's missing for a lot of Christians and that hinders their power as witnesses is they never really properly internalize the story. They didn't take the time. Yeah, they took the time to say yes to Jesus, but they haven't taken the time to really internalize the story to the point that it begins to change them. And that chain reaction begins to occur. I want to review the story. I want to meditate. Psalm says meditate on His Word day and night. I want to think about what Jesus did for me all the time until it changes me in deeper and deeper ways. Not just the first step inside the door, in the house, I'm saved, but I want to go deeper with Him. For that, I have to internalize the story. I have some movies that I really enjoy, and I found something out. When I watch a movie several times, I start to remember certain lines. I start noticing new parts of the plot. I start seeing different nuances of the characters. I see more and more the more I watch a particular movie. Can I tell you the same is true about the story of Jesus? As you open up the Bible, you know, and you look at that story, and there's some great depictions in movies about Jesus, and we begin to get that story in us. I want to tell you that it comes alive in your heart. It comes alive in your mind. You start to memorize the lines. You become more acquainted with the characters. You understand in a more intimate way the plot. If we would devote this level of time to a TV show or a movie, why would we not devote even more time to internalizing the story of Jesus? Him coming to earth. Him dying on the cross. The characters that He interacted with. The ones that He trained. The ones that He had a problem with. The more we look at the story of Jesus, the more it changes us. And the byproduct, the chain reaction, is a desire to share the story with others. A desire to share, here we go, the good news. Me meditating on the story of Jesus more has a chain reaction of me sharing the good news. Whatever is in you will come out of you. Do you believe that? Whatever is in you will come out of you. Whatever you put inside will come flowing out. If you pack your mind and pack up your heart with the story of Jesus, I guarantee you, you will not be able to keep yourself from telling others about it. It will be a byproduct. It will come out as a natural repercussion of putting the story in you. If you find yourself, you'll find yourself having meaningful conversations about Jesus with people around you. Luke 6:45 says, "For out of the abundance of the heart," watch this, "the mouth speaks." From out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if our mind is filled up and our heart is filled up with the story of Jesus and the power of redemption, guess what's going to flow out of our mouth? story of Jesus. What he did on the cross. The redemption of mankind. The good news. It's a chain reaction. The more we get the story of Jesus into us, the more the story of Jesus will flow through us. The more we get the story of Jesus into us, the more the story of Jesus will flow through us. Here's the thing. A command from Christ is not a suggestion. We have to remember that. We have to remind each other of that. We have to hold each other accountable. And remember that a command from Christ is not a suggestion. A command is a command. If you're standing on the street and a police officer tells you, he gives you a command to get out of the street, that's not a suggestion. You might get arrested if you don't get out of the street. If you're in the army and there's a commanding officer that gives you a command, if you don't obey the command, you get what? Court-martialed. A command is not a suggestion. When we have decided to follow Jesus, the commands of Jesus are what we live by. If we're followers of Jesus, if we're disciples of Jesus, we have to take his commands as commands, not suggestions. It's not go into the world if you feel like it. It's not go into all the world if you're an extrovert. It's not go into all the world if it's politically correct at the moment. The command is to go into all the world and tell everybody about Jesus. Some of the greatest moments in history was when people went into all the world when it wasn't easy. When politically or governmentally or the laws were against it, but they did it anyway. They obeyed the command of Christ even when it was hard. There was even more fruit. We have to settle in our hearts that it's not a good idea to tell people about Jesus. It's a command. Sometimes we forget that. We think, oh man, it's a good idea. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. If you share about Jesus, you talk about Jesus, you tell somebody about Jesus, that's a good thing. No, it's a command. It's a part of our mission. It's a part of what he's given us to do as Christians, go into all the world. It's something for all of us, for all that believe. It's something God requires of all of his sons and daughters. It's something that Jesus requires of all of his followers. Go into all the world and tell people the greatest story ever told. Maybe they've heard it before. Maybe they haven't heard it before. It doesn't matter. Go into all the world. Maybe it's easy. Maybe it takes work. Go into all the world. It's a command. I know for some of us that can be difficult, right? Some of us, it could come a little bit more natural. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'm not a talkative person. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'm not good with people. Maybe you're saying to yourself, I'm not good at talking about religion. But none of that takes away from the command that we all have equally received from Jesus. It can be a little scary at times. It can be a little uncomfortable to go into all the world. It might take a little bit of getting used to go into all the world. It might take a little bit of faith to go into all the world. God might have to give you a little extra strength to go into all the world. But it is no doubt that we are meant to go into all the worlds. and not just be nice. That's good. That's part of it. Be nice. I don't want to stop you from being nice. But nice alone isn't going to get anybody into the kingdom. Acts of kindness alone are not going to cut it. But acts of kindness with the story of Jesus is transformative. Being kind and showing the love of God plus the good news of Jesus is transformative. I don't want to just love people. I want to assign the love to a person, the person of Jesus. I don't want to just be kind to somebody. I don't want to just bless somebody. I want to assign the reason that I'm kind and that I'm blessing to the person that sent me. It is not enough to be kind. It is not enough to have acts of service. It is not enough to show the love of God without the story about God. The more I get this in me, what Jesus did, his overwhelming, extravagant love on the cross, how imperative, how essential, how central it is, the more it makes me want to share. What would it look like? Just imagine with me for a second. If we all obeyed that command to go into all the worlds. I'm talking about the world around you. I'm talking about the world outside of this four walls. We can get in this room. We can high five each other. We can talk about Jesus a bunch. But I'm talking about the world outside. What would it look like if we all obeyed the command to go into all the world? What if everyone in the church did that? What if everyone in every church did that? How impactful would that be? If you could go to work and it was either you or you could hear somebody earshot talking about something about the story of Jesus, how many people could know the story? How many people would know the good news? As we go through this series, I want to explore what it looks like to fulfill the command of Christ to go into all the world and tell everybody about Jesus. Will you bow your head with me today? God, I thank you, Lord, for your word. It is powerful. It's transformative. God, the story of Jesus is so powerful because it is the good news that we have the opportunity to accept you. We have the opportunity to be reconciled back to you. The good news is that you came to earth. You died on the cross to wipe out our sins, our shortcomings, our failures, and reestablish a relationship with us. And it's not something we did. It's something that you did. That is good news. God, help us learn how to internalize that, to meditate on it, to think about it, to study it, to pray about it, so that it gets so much inside of us that there's a chain reaction that we want to talk about and share the good news with others. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I've kind of drifted in my faith, and I know I need to reconnect with Jesus today. Or maybe you say, I'm not sure if I've ever really made that decision to abandon all else and follow Jesus, to put everything else second, third, fourth, and put Jesus number one, to put my trust in him, to ask him to be Lord over my life. If you've never accepted Jesus, or you say, I've drifted and I want to come back, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. There is something powerful about the story of Jesus. It will transform your life when you say yes to the story of Jesus and the person of Jesus. If you slipped up your hand, I want to pray this prayer with you. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this prayer with us. Jesus, thank you for your extravagant love. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, to give me a new start, to reconnect me with a loving Heavenly Father. I'm sorry for the times I've sinned, the times I've drifted away from you. Forgive me. Apply your perfect work that you did on the cross to my life. Redeem me today. I want to follow you. Teach me how to do that. Give me the strength to do that. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today. I'm so excited. If that's you that accepted Jesus for the first time, or you rededicated yourself to Jesus, I'm excited for the journey that you're on. And I want to tell you, you don't have to do it alone. We will do it with you. We'd love to come alongside of you and go on that journey of faith with you. And actually, it's easier when there's other people that go on the journey of faith with you. It's encouraging. We pray for each other. And I want to encourage not just the people that accepted Christ or rededicated their life to Christ, but if you're not in a hope group, I want to encourage you, get in a hope group. It's one of the most powerful ways to grow in God, strengthen your faith, become more confident in what you believe in. And you can find it on the app. You can find it on the website. You might say, Pastor Josh, I don't know what group to join. Just keep trying them. You'll find the one that fits you. We've got some great hope group leaders, and they're going to love on you. You come in there, they're going to love on you. And if you need to bounce to the next group, it's all right. Bounce around until you find the right one. It's no problem, but we want to just encourage you to do that. I think they have a little QR code you can scan. You can find out more about hope groups. That's the way that we do community together. I'll leave you with this thought. If God is for you, who can be against you? And if Jesus is in your corner, you will be undefeated. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.